Hello, hello, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I'm here to talk to you about the Great Conjunction. I love those titles. The universe doesn't fail to really make everything it makes so grand. But it's appropriate. It is. It is a conjunction, and it is great. It is great in that it's incredibly important, the gravity of which this represents is rather unpredictable, which is interesting coming from an astrologer. But that's not what astrologers really do. This isn't about predictability. This is about working with the energy and deciphering it to digestible pieces so that we can work with what is at our disposal. Anyway, I digress. This is about the Great Conjunction. This means that Saturn in Aquarius comes together with Jupiter in Aquarius at 0 degrees to begin a new 20-year cycle. Far beyond a 20-year cycle, it begins a 200-year cycle in which from now on, every 20 years that Saturn and Jupiter come together, they will now come together in an air sign. This is really important to understand why it's considered the Great Conjunction. We have to understand where we're coming from. For the last 200 years, which is also the bigger cycle that this conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius is closing along with a 20-year cycle, the bigger cycle is this 200-year cycle. And what that has meant is that for the past 200 years, Saturn and Jupiter have conjuncted in an earth sign most of the time, with the exception of the early 80s, in which they conjuncted in the sign of Libra. Now, the majority of these conjunctions over the last 200 years having been in earth is what really set the foundation, the floor, if you will, the base from which we have built everything that we know around us. It has been very material. It was a time in which the Industrial Revolution took place, and we began to be an industrious society. This is where factories came into play. This is where, buildings, having those mom and pop shops, storefronts, all of these things that which are now losing or which are now fading in the face of technology. That's what has been, or that's what was cemented over the last 200 years. Come this Saturn and Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius, we are essentially starting the era of air. I cannot even begin to imagine the speed at which technology is going to expand from this point forward. If you think that it was fast already, I think that we're in for something very, very different. I think that we're in for something very different anyway, in terms of energy, in terms of what will transpire within us and around us. But at the speed at which things are going to happen, it's almost going to feel like even time might lose its form of construct, because time in itself is a man-made construct. It was made by man to keep some kind of order, right? And that I'm not trying to say there's no conspiracy theory behind me saying to form some kind of order, but really it was a form of organization, the reason why time was invented by man. At the speed at which things are going to happen and in the way that we are going to relate to one another, it's as though time is will almost be irrelevant. I don't know how soon that's going to happen or how soon we're going to see that, but it's going to be interesting to see within the next even 3 years. Because mind you, Saturn will remain in Aquarius till 2023. But in 2023, Pluto will go into Aquarius. So that's a story for another recording, but it'll be interesting to see where this goes. Now, to speak of this great conjunction, as I'm 5 minutes in, Saturn in Aquarius entered Aquarius December 16th, 2020, and like I said, will remain there till March 7, 2023. Jupiter entered Aquarius on December 18th, 2020, and will remain till December 30th, 2021. Now, I have to give you a side note. Jupiter will enter Pisces from May till July of 2021. So there will be a chunk of time that will be taken by Jupiter and Pisces, which I'm personally excited about, which I can see a lot of positive advancement happening in terms of what's going on in our world. For instance, I can see travel being far more feasible than it is now, for instance. But again, that's a story for another recording. Some of the themes that this great conjunction can represent, because it's in Aquarius, first and foremost, individuality. Everyone is going to want to embrace their individual unique self. Not without still wanting to be a part of community. So it's like, let's be individuals together. And essentially, isn't that what we have been aiming towards this entire year? We have to take this back to between March and July of 2020, of this year, where Saturn stepped into Aquarius for a bit. It just dipped its toes. And this is really when the lockdown started worldwide. This is when the George Floyd assassination happened. This is when really this revolution from the people, all of these individuals coming together as a community to really revolt against those foundations that have been established for the last 200 years. What Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius are going to do is that they're going to finish the job that was started in 2020. This isn't just like a reset. It is a reset of energy, but it doesn't erase everything that we've been through. It, in fact, prolongs it a little bit in order for things to be fixed. Aquarius is about the greater good for all. What is my place in this world and how can I make it better? And this doesn't mean that as individuals, we now have to, you know, go work for a nonprofit or create a foundation or, you know, go and do community work. Those are definitely some of the ways, absolutely 100%. But what this essentially means is that even in the privacy of our homes, right, even in this, in the privacy that this lockdown gives us, there are ways in which we can be, can cause ripple effects of a greater good. This can go as small as how you choose to eat. If you choose not to eat animal products and how that affects the world in a much larger way. This can be in a way where you donate, just donate to any foundation that you feel called to, or helping your neighbor. My point is that what this energy is calling us to do is to be more of service, essentially. This individuality that we are all trying to embrace comes from the fact that 2020 and all of that Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter conjunction in Capricorn, it stripped us. It stripped us of that facade that we had built in that era of the last 200 years, in that era that has been saturated with a lot of conditioning from the last 200 years. And in the last 20 years, think about how much has changed. We went from no technology, or maybe not no technology, but nowhere near as technological as we are now. In the last 20 years, that's massive movement. And so this allows, when we look at it from a different perspective, from a broader and positive perspective, this is a form of healthy curiosity. If we can do this much in the last 20 years, and the energy is telling us that we're headed in a completely different direction, if we continue to be curious and learn to perceive the world from a different perspective, can you imagine how much we can do as a society? Can you imagine how things are going to change at a fundamental level? We are building new foundations, and I think that we just happen to be in this era of technology. Therefore, the foundations will inevitably be built solely on technology. So the first year of this conjunction, which is 2021, is highly, highly supported by the North Node in Gemini, which is also an air sign, okay? And mind you, all of the Mercury retrogrades happening in 2021 will all be in air signs. This urge to pay attention to air quality is something that the universe is pushing us to do. And when you think of air versus earth, think about it. You can't grasp it in your hands. You can't hold on to it. It's not something tangible. Whereas earth, it is tangible. In our mind, in our human conditioned mind, it's something that is real. There's something there that we see with this 3D reality human mind. Therefore, we can perceive that it is real. The North Node in Gemini represents this openness to view the world in a different way, to view the world with a different perception. And I think that whether we want to or not, we're going to have to. The energy of air moves quickly, and we're not going to have any other choice but to keep up. So for those that are having some resistance, ask yourself, where does that resistance come from? Talk to that resistance. Flow with that resistance. Look into it and find a way to release it. Because what we have started today is the very, very tip of the iceberg as to what is going to unfold over the next 3 years and beyond. So, information is going to travel that much faster. And this is where we're going to really have to hone in and be discerning about the information that we consume. Look, it's really difficult to tell now what is real news from fake news. It really is. Again, technology allows for anything to be put on the internet and be perceived as a fact. And more people are going to take their opinions as facts from now on. Which begs the question, what is fact? What is fake? Or what is real? How do you even define those terms when someone's opinion isn't necessarily right or wrong? It's just an opinion from that individual. Do you see? I hope that I'm making this come full circle, in that if people are going to embrace their individuality and their uniqueness more, because that is what Aquarius represents. And then we have the North Node in Gemini, which is the sign of communication. This notion of wanting to share what we want, of wanting to share our opinion and having that be fact, is going to be a very fine line to walk on. it's going to really require that we take a step back and get in touch with ourselves. Because as much progress as air energy can represent, it is still air energy. And for instance, when as an astrologer, when I look at someone's chart and they, for instance, have a ton of air, they can be very matter of fact and kind of come across cold. If there's no fire, if there's no earth or no water, and next year we won't really see too much water throughout the year in terms of, you know, the signs, we're going to have to take a step back and remind ourselves, I still have a heart. I still have a heart. And how do I get in touch with that? Because the information that is given to us, our responsibility is to process it, not just mentally, but at this point, considering everything we've been through, from a completely different place, from a much deeper place. Yes, let's be intellectual. Let's be, quote unquote, realistic about certain things. But let's not forget that the lessons that 2020 brought us were very, very much about depth, about heart, about soul, about pain. These things aren't logical. These things are things that come from within us. And I feel that part of the reason that we went through everything we've been through in 2020 is to remind us of that. Because somewhere along the line, we did forget about that. Okay? So I'm going through a list of general ideas that I want to share with you. So I move on to community. Aquarius is very much about community. But with this, one of the things that really describes Aquarius energy is this detachment. But I like to see it as healthy detachment, because as much as Aquarius energy is about being in community, the detachment or the space that Aquarius energy requires is a form of respect for another. If you allow me my space to be me, naturally, I'm going to allow you the space to be you. And in that way, we can form a healthy community in which I have no expectation of you and you have no expectation of me. Relationships are going to be very different. The dynamic in relationships, particularly romantic relationships, is going to require this type of interaction. This interaction where again, the individual wants to find out who they are, wants to find out what makes them get up in the morning. People need room and space for that. And if they are with a partner that doesn't allow that, then it's not going to work. The dynamic is going to be different. And what's interesting is that Aquarius energy shows this freedom in love that is so essential, because love is freedom. To think that love is constricting or limiting is not. It's not. Those are very, very outdated ideas when it comes to love. I can see people no longer needing to live together to say that they are in a committed relationship. I can see people no longer needing to buy homes together, no longer needing to have the traditional weddings, all of this traditional stuff that for a very long time has signified anything. But in terms of relationships, that it has signified a committed relationship is going to change. And the commitment in relationships is going to start looking very differently here on out. Free thinking, again, this goes back to everyone will have an opinion. And it'll be really interesting to see how many people want to convince other people that their opinion is fact. And how many times have we not seen that already? Again, Saturn going into Aquarius between March and July of 2020 gave us a glimpse of that. And if what we saw in 2020 was only a glimpse, you can only imagine that with Jupiter right there, expanding and amplifying what is already there, this will only become bigger. Okay. We're going to be much more aware of equality, much more aware of how our decisions benefit everyone in some way, shape, or form, not just us. Enterprises, particularly business enterprises, they're going to be much more collective. The sense of a hierarchy, the CEO, the CFO, and then the boss, and then the team that works beneath that, that will slowly begin to take a different form. Things will be a lot more horizontal than not. It's kind of, again, this freedom. People want freedom to be themselves. And if employers are going to want productive employees, they're going to have to give their employees the freedom to be that productive. Okay? We're going to be far more drawn towards logic, tact, in a higher manifestation of all of this air energy combining. The ability to see both sides is something that I highly suggest we begin to cultivate. Again, taking that step back and opening up our mind to a different perspective, whether we agree with it or not, but just the acceptance of what is, and then we can just move forward as an individual, okay? Group activities are going to be really, really, really big, especially in cyber communities, the way we are now. Zoom, I would love to see like Zoom's business chart or when that started, because Zoom got huge as soon as Saturn went into Aquarius earlier this year in 2020, in March. And so these types of group communities are going to be massive. And I think that this is, one, an indicator of how lonely we have gotten when we have focused solely on building material wealth. And now with this era of air and having Aquarius start us off in that, we are looking for community, and therefore our priorities shift. And I feel that our priorities will continue shifting as this year goes on, as if they haven't shifted enough from 2020. Okay. Now, for me, it's important to talk about the resistance that will come with this moving forward of this great conjunction. Okay. The resistance will come from Uranus and Taurus. Interestingly enough, Uranus co-rules Aquarius, because Aquarius is ruled by both Saturn and Aquarius. But currently, transiting Uranus is in the sign of Taurus. And Taurus is an earth sign. And it's by far one of the most... it's a fixed sign. Taurus is a fixed sign. So it likes to know what it can count on. It likes things to remain the same because that is what they have built. That is what they have worked hard to build for a long time. Uranus transiting Taurus is telling Taurus energy, what you considered to be safe before no longer is. What you considered to be foundational before no longer will be. We are changing. We are changing whether you like it or not. So, with this old form of stability no longer working, we have a decision to make. We have a decision between resisting or accepting change. Okay? So, wherever Taurus is in our charts is where we have very, very deeply rooted belief systems. Therefore, Uranus transiting that part of our chart inevitably signifies that massive changes are coming and that it can be difficult for us to accept, okay? This is important to understand because Uranus will square Saturn 3 times throughout 2021, okay? This will be, the first square will be almost right off the gate, February 14th, then June 14th, and December 24th. I find it really interesting that we have these three squares, beginning, middle, and the end of the year. It reminds me of a story, of how stories are written. Every story has a beginning, middle, and an end. Therefore, pay attention to what happens and transpires for you early on in the year. And here's what I've been saying a lot. Remain flexible in the approach that you're taking towards 2021. If you are setting, intentions or goals, I highly suggest that you keep the intention, but be open to how that actually unfolds for you and the time in which it happens. And also be open and flexible to the fact that this might not be something that you actually want at the end of 2021. It doesn't mean that that's how it's going to happen for everybody. It doesn't mean that if you begin a relationship in the beginning of the year, that it's bound to end at the end of the year. No, I'm saying that inevitably, the dynamic of something you begin in the beginning of the year will be different at the end. For some, yes, it will represent a complete ending of that. For others, it'll represent ending a phase of that and heading into another one. Okay? So Uranus entered Taurus on March 6th of 2019. Okay? And will remain there for a long time. It will remain there till April of 2026. Now, Uranus in Taurus is here to revolutionize and remind us of the reconstruction of the material world and what is considered fundamental yet again. It will change the notion of value. Therefore, currency will definitely change. Okay. Bitcoin started some time ago already, but I'm certain that we're going to see a lot more breakthroughs of Bitcoin this year. This renewed sense of self-worth. Where does a worth come from? If we're moving away from 200 years of conditioning in which we were convinced that our worth came from tangible things, the degree, the house, the money, the car, and we're moving away from that, this is the revolution of a new sense of self-worth. We're definitely going to see advancements in women's rights, queer, trans, non-binary rights. Again, the perception of love, wealth, and abundance will change. Taurus is the sign of the farmer, is the sign of earth, is the sign of the organic. We are already starting to see farmers in India, for instance, revolt for more rights. We are seeing more people give credit to those farmers who grow our foods. So for a long time, these people were just seen as the help, right? Because they're just farmers. Again, we were functioning under a hierarchy system. And now, when everything is headed towards a more horizontal way of looking things, these people aren't the help. They never were just the helped. They are the reason we eat. They are the reason there is food in the grocery stores. Imagine if farmers decided to boycott. If farmers decided that they were going to protest for God knows how long. Can you imagine the situation that would put us all in at large? Think about that. But these are the types of things that are necessary in order to create change. Will it be difficult? Absolutely. Absolutely. Far more than I think we can imagine. But again, this is what gets the attention of people who think that they have power. And they will begin to recognize that they will no longer have as much power as they have had for a very long time. It's important to recognize that 2021 is not the antidote to 2020. 2021 is the beginning of something completely new. And therefore, in the beginning of anything, we're only becoming used to and assimilating to this new energy. It's much easier to see it in a grander scale because we see it in the news. We talk about it with friends and family. But when it comes to more person-centered astrology, Aquarius is asking us to step into our unique self and take responsibility for what that means. How do we take responsibility? We aim our creativity, that which brings us joy. We aim our freedom to not just be about us. We aim that which comes from us to be for the greater good, to help, to spread the message of love, to spread the message of unity, and not have it be so much about money anymore. Of course, we all need to live. We all need to, you know, be responsible adults. That will never change. But this incessant need to just make money for the sake of money is going to change. And watch where Taurus is in your chart, because that's where resistance will come from. That's where resistance will come from within you towards this change. Okay, so 31 minutes in, if you stuck the whole way, thanks so much. If you have any questions, I am always accessible. Okay, I hope this is of some help. Happy, happy beginning. So we are entering a completely different era, and I feel that we are incredibly fortunate to be alive and to be able to witness it and to be a part of what is created from here on out. Thanks. Bye.